Alright, so we're on Daf Gimel tonight. So the Hatino Kotcha Beit Rabban, he misadrin Parshiot according to Or HaNer, that they would be misadir the Parshiot and read the Or HaNer. And so it sounds like they're reading more. So Ibai Dema Rashi Parshiotav. You could say the Brisa means the same thing, that the kids will be just looking at the beginning of the Aliyah, and that's what the Rebbe's looking at the beginning of the Aliyah, or the Gabbai's looking at, that'll be it. He says, but Ibai Dema, or else I could say, Shani Tino Kot Hol Ve'emet Rabban Alihen Lo'ati Latzluye. Or you could say like this, that the students who are looking in the Sefer, there's no concern that they'll come to tilt the lamp, because they're afraid of their Rebbe. They don't do anything. I think this would be like every teacher would want this goal. If you look at the top line in Rashi, Ve'emet Rabban Alihen, Ain poshtin yad l'shem davar v'afilu b'chol LLP Rabban. They don't do anything. They don't make a move without the Rebbe's permission. So the issue is, will you come to tilt the lamp? So the Rebbe, or the Gabbai, is not going to tilt the lamp. He's just looking briefly at it. That we don't think he'll tilt the lamp. And the students who are studying the Parsha for tomorrow, they either are just doing the beginning of the Parsha so they won't tilt it, or they're doing like the whole Parsha, but they don't make it a move without the Rebbe. And then the article quoted the Yerushalmi says that kids are happy if the lamp goes out. They don't want the lamp to continue on. They want the class to end. So there's no incentive for them to tilt the lamp. Okay, that's that piece. All right. And now, any questions about what we did so far? Any?
Tina Habareach mi Beit HaSefer.
Right. That's from the Ramban, right. All right. Seth, I'm glad you made it, Seth. Seth? Mr. Wilson? Seth? Seth, can you hear me? Seth?
He's meditating.
All right. Maybe he's just coming on now. Seth? All right. Let me go on. So, all right. So it says, let me go further in the Gemara. Kiyotze bo lo yuchal hazav im hazava. So the Gemara says, similarly, a zav should not eat with a zava, because we're afraid that they'll come to have relations with each other. In other words, the key is the zava. She's tamea. He's a zav also, so it's like even less likely to have relations with her. But the point is that just like we see this harchaka, just like we see the harchaka by the Or HaNer, so too we have the same thing with relationships with Zav and the Zava. So Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Bo Re'e Ad Heichan Parts of Tara B'Yisrael. He says, see how much it's spread, Tara, like people should behave, like with, in other words, Tara is one level, I want to eat my food in a state of Tara. And it was like, we don't do this anymore today. But it means the food is eaten in a state of Tahara. That's one thing. And then secondly, I don't want people to have relations with people who are, shouldn't have relations. So he says, from the Mishnah citation, you can see Borei at Heichan parts of Tahara Israel. How widespread Tahara, I mean, this stringency of eating food instead of Tahara spread. Shloshaninu liyuchal ha-tahor im ha-tmeya. It doesn't say a Tahor person shouldn't eat with a Tmeya, because that everybody knew. In other words, Tahor with Tmeya anyway, I wouldn't be eating with the Tmeya. If I'm Tahor and my wife is Tmeya, I wouldn't eat with her because I'd be afraid that she's going to be mitami the food. That's vadai. Ela lo yuchal zav im azava neher galaveira. But it says lo yuchal the zav and the zava shouldn't eat together because the her galaveira would come to. We're afraid that if they eat together, then they'll come to have relations together. He says kiyotze bo, and the brisa continues lo yuchal zav perush im zav ma'aretz. A frum zav shouldn't eat with a non-frum zav. A zav is again the person with this flow, and he's an avatuma. So if he's a frum zav, he shouldn't have a meal with the Amaharetz. He says Shema Yargileno Etzlo, because maybe the Amaharetz will habituate the chaver, the parush, to always hang out with him. B'chi Margilo Etzmalo Mayhavi. What if he does that? What's so terrible? Ela Ema Shema Yachlenu Dvarim Tameim. So the Gemara says that we're afraid that the zav who's Amaharetz will give the zav who's a parush things that are tame, things that are spiritually impure. He says, so atu zav parush lav dvarim tameim achil. If the frum person is also tame, so his food is also tame. So amar abaye gzeira shemi achlim dvarim she'inam netukanim. So abaye says, when the brisa says that the frum zav shouldn't eat with the non frum zav, there's a concern that the non frum zav will give him things that aren't metukan, means things that the maestro would haven't been taken from. In other words, the ame haaretz, most most Amei Haaretz did take Maasrot, but some didn't take Maasrot. So if I hang out with this Zav, who is an Amei Haaretz, he may give me food where no Maasrot had been taken from. It says, V'Rava Amar, Rova Amei Haaretz Maasrinim. Rava says, no, that would be Gzeira on Gzeira. Because most Amei Haaretz do take Maaser. So the fact that I can't eat, you know, I can't buy anything from the Amei Haaretz, that's just Gzeira D'Rabbanan. And now if I say I can't sit and eat at the same table with him, that's Gzeira L'Gzeira. Or the first Gzeira is I can't eat his food, and then if I can't sit at the table with him, that's one Gzeira on another Gzeira, one decree on top of another decree. Ella, Shemin Hiragil Etzlo, V'yachlenu Dvarim Tameim B'yimei Tarato. So Rava's Hesber is that the from guy can't hang out with the non-from guy, even though they're both in a state of Tuma, because we're afraid that this will carry over when the from person is Tahor, and that he'll give him things that are Tameim when he's a Tahor. In other words, if he gets accustomed to eating with him, he'll give him Dvarim Tameim when he's Tahor. Okay? All right. So, let me see. Seth, are you with us? Seth, can you hear me? Seth Wilson, wave your hand. Good man. Okay. All right, let's see further. Now, Aaron Gershon, I can't see you, Aaron Gershon. All right. Let me see who else is here tonight.
Good question.
Yeah, what's
good
up?
Question. So, with the Zav and the Zava, if someone else is with them, can they eat together?
So, if there's somebody else there, I don't know, but I think that we'll see later on in the Gemara that would go towards like mitigating the circumstance. I don't know if it would do the trick, but I think that certainly would help. If somebody's there, you know, because the Gemara is going to have different hekerim, so logically, if somebody's there, that would make sense that might change the situation. The only thing is that presumably the person...
like with Nida, right?
All right, let's see further. Now, Ibai Lahu, the question was asked in the base medrash, Nida Maush Tishanim Ba'ala, he bevigda, Behu bevigdo. Can a Nida sleep, like, in the same bed with her husband if she's wearing her clothes? She's wearing her clothes, and he's wearing his clothes. Can they sleep together? You know which way this is going to be headed with this. But that's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. So Rav Yosef says, we're going to bring a Raya. From now, the raya he brings has to do with eating. It's interesting, like they're making a sushtel between eating and actions that lead to like sexual relationships. But we'll see. He says, Tashma ha'ofo le'im ha'gvin al shulchan ve'inu nechal dibrei Beit Shammai. According to Beit Shammai, so I can have poultry and milchiks on the table at the same time, but I just can't eat them together at the same time. Now poultry. Here, they take it as just only a din d'rabbanan. In other words, that I can't cook, you know, basar of b'chalav, that's a din d'rabbanan, a rabbinic halacha. He says, Beit Hillel omer lo yalev lo ne'achal. Beit Hillel says, no, in other words, not only can you eat it, but you also can't even bring it on the table at the same time. So we think, so again, we said, I have a nida, and I have her husband, and they're each going to be in their separate... Okay, Mayor, how are you? Okay, they're each going to be in their separate garments. They're each going to be in their separate garments. So he says, so we think that if I can't even eat the milk, in other words, I can't even put milchiks with the poultry on the table at the same time, because I have to have this harchaka. So we think, in the same fashion, that even though like the man is sleeping in his clothes, and the woman is sleeping in her clothes, that would not cut it. So the Gemara says, "Shani hatam delekadeo." So the Gemara says, "Look, when it comes to the eating the milk with the fish, with the poultry, with the fowl, so there's lekadeo. In other words, I'm just by myself, so I'm there with the poultry and the cheese, so I may come to eat it." He says, Masha Enkain with the Nida and her husband, they're like two sapient beings, so one could still remind the other one. He says, Hakanami Mistabra, the Hechadika Deo Shani. In other words, when there are more people there, we think it makes a difference. He says, the Katani Seifa, because we learn in the Seifa of that, 1 second, was that a Mishnah or a Braisa? 1 second, Tashma, yeah. Yeah. We learn the seif of that Mishnah. He says, "Rav Shim Gamliel Omer Shnei Achsanayim Ochlin Al Shulchan Echad." The two people who are lodging in the same place can eat on the same table. Zeuchel basar v'zeuchel gvina. One is eating meat and one is eating cheese. Vein choshishin. And I don't have to worry about it. So the Gemara wants to say perhaps when two people are involved, so then that's more of a safeguard than when one person's involved. So if I'm the only actor and all I have is my chicken and my cheese, so there's more likelihood I might eat the chicken with the cheese because there's nobody there to correct me and say, don't eat the chicken with the cheese. But when there are two people involved, like we see two oxenayim, two people are lodging in a place, so then one person can eat fleishiks, one milchiks, because each one will remind the other one. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, v'lav itmar Allah, wasn't it stated concerning that Mishnah? He says, Amar Abchanin bar Ami, Amar Shmuel of Shanala Sheima Kirin Zedzeh. That's only when the two people who are lodging don't know one another. They're strangers with one another. About Makirin Zedzeh Asurim. But if they know each other, so then it is prohibited. So the idea, so we thought the fact that it's 2 day out, you have two different people, we thought that's a corrective element, and then there's nothing to worry about when I have 2 day out, because one person will remind the other person, no, we can't have relations, we can't do this. And just like at the meal, one person's having milk, that's one fleishiks. But the Gemara says that's only when the two lodgers, the two guests, they don't know each other. If they know each other, then all bets are off. And Ninu, but here by the husband and wife, they do know one another. So we haven't learned to heter to lie on with the different clothes. So the Gemara says, Haki Hashta, how can you compare the two cases? Hatam Deot Ika Shinimuleka. He says, by the two people who know each other at the table, so there's two deot, there's two people, but there's no shinui, there's nothing different in the way that they normally behave to block them off from grabbing some milk or meat. Hatha ikadeot v'ikashinui. But here, with the husband and wife, you have two elements. There's deot, you know, that he's got his mind, she's got her mind, and there's a shinui, that they're wearing their clothes. The Gemara takes it that a husband and wife normally don't wear their clothes when they go to sleep. And Rashi quotes the Gemara that it's, where does he say it? So that a husband and wife don't wear their clothes when they go to sleep. So Mela, we still left in the air with this. So it might be, the Gemara entertains the possibility that it might be that a husband and wife could be in the same bed under the same covers when she's an Ida, and obviously it's not going to work out this way, if they each have separate clothes and they're each different day out, which obviously they would be. All right, let me just do a few more lines. Let me get to the bottom of the Amud and then we'll talk. Now, the Gemara says, Ika da Amri, some say Tashma, some bring a proof this way. It's not too much of a shinui. Rav Shimon ben Omer, Shnei Aksanayim Ochlin al Shulchan Echad, two guests can eat at the same table, Ze Basar v'Ze Gavina. One will be eating meat and one will be eating cheese. V'itmar Allah, Amar Rav Chanin bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu el Sheima Kirin Ze Ze. It's only where they don't know each other. Abba Makirin Ze'asa Asur. He says, but if they know each other, so it's prohibited. Bahani Nami Makirin Ze'asa Ninu. And so here too, by the husband and wife, they know each other, so we think we're in trouble. So the Gemara says, Hatam Deot Ika Shinui Leka. No, by the two people eating, so it's Deot, but there's no Shinui, nothing, no hecker on the table to block them off from eating. Hafa ika deot v'ika shinui. Here, this deot, there's two, the husband and wife, and there's a shinui. Since he's wearing her clothes, his clothes, she's wearing her clothes, so that would be enough of a, like a hecker, a red flag for them to ensure they don't have relations. All right, let me just do another 8 lines, and then we'll come to the end of the sugya, and then I'll open up the floor for questions and comments, okay? So the Gemara says, Tashma, lo yuchal azava mazava mishum her galaveira, one second. Yeah, this is from our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says the Zav shouldn't eat with the Zava Mishum Hergel Aveira, because of Hergel Aveira. So the point is that if people, the Zav and the Zava, who are, in other words, if they can't have relations with each other, they can't eat together. So if I see two people who are prohibited to having relations can't eat together, certainly they can't sleep together with clothes. That would be the proof. So he says, so the Gemara says, Hachanami deod ika shinu ileka. So then, when it comes to eating, so the Gemara says there's just deod. There's no shinui. Here there's this shinui. Here there's this deviation that they're with their clothes. That would be the reminder to them. Okay. So Tashma. Now the Gemara brings its final proof, and it's a pasuk from Yechezkel, from the book of Ezekiel. It says it's talking about a righteous person. El haharim lo achal. Now the mountains means the avot, that he did not rely. He's not getting his zechus, his parnasa, based on the zechus of the avot, of the forebears. The inav lo nasal gulan beit Israel. He didn't like look in anything with avodah zara. But here's the key: v'et eshet reyehu lo timei. He wasn't mitame his neighbor's wife. V'el isha nida lo yikrab. He doesn't come close to an isha nida. So we want to focus on the last two phrases. It mentions like eshet ish, and it mentions the isha nida. Makish isha nida la eshet reyehu. It compares the wife who's an ida to his neighbor's wife. Just like your neighbor's wife, so I couldn't sleep with her if I'm in my clothes and she's in her clothes. This is an Easter Yichud. I can't be alone with my neighbor's wife. So that's definitely a dead letter. So the Gemara says, Av ishto nida hu bevigda v'hibevigda asur. So the Gemara says, Shmamina. So the Gemara says, so too, we can extrapolate that that a man even cannot be with his wife who's Anita, even if she's in her garments and he's in his garments. In other words, just like Eshet Reyehu, we can do it. So too with Ishto Nida. All right, let me just do a few more lines, then I'll take a big pause and a breath. Okay. So the Gemara says Upliga the Rebbe Pdad. So this opinion that we just had is mechulak on the opinion of Rebbe Pdad. Dama Rebbe Pdad. Loasra Torah la kurva shel gilu yirot bavad. Rebbe Pdad says the Torah itself only prohibits having relations with a person who's anida. Shenemar ishi shel kosher b'sul la kruvu la galot erva. So it means anything else is rabbinically prohibited. He wants to say, but the Torah itself only prohibits just having relations with a woman. So in Achinami, Rebbe Pdad would say, you shouldn't sleep with different clothes, but that's just a rabbinic prohibition. It sounds like from the earlier Gemara, it sounds like something higher than that. Okay, now, the Gemara says, Ula ki havi atim beirav. Ula, when he came from the base medrash, havmanashik hula achvate abei chadayu. He would kiss his sisters either on their breasts, he says, v'amri lo abei yadayu. Some say on their hands. Now, the Chasam Sofer says this is all allegorical. It's referring to his relationship with Torah. Like, sometimes Torah is called a sister. That's the way the Chasam Sofer understands this. But the simple pshat in the Gemara is that technically Mitzad Adin, the person with his sister is not prohibited, but the Rambam says the person should avoid these things and stay away from it. But Ula felt that he was in a different category, and that because of his extreme piety, that it was permissible. He says, "Upliga di dea di dea." The Gemara says he's mechulak with his own statement. Damar Ula afilu shum kurva asur. He says, with any relationship, you got to stay away from it. Mishum leich leich amri nazira. People say to the nazir, "Get away! Swor the karmel tikra. Don't come close to the vineyard." It means a nazir is prohibited in grapes and wine. So we say to the nazir, don't go anywhere near the vineyard. Stay away from the vineyard as much as possible. All right. Let's just take a pause, a breath, and questions and comments and clause. So the basic idea is the Gemara learnt out that a man can't be under the blankets with his wife, even when she's an Ida, in the same bed, even if they're wearing clothes and different clothes, obviously, that doesn't cut it. Now, it sounded like from the Gemara that one side is only prohibited at the Rabbanan level, one side is even prohibited on a higher level, and the Gemara quoted a Pasuk from Yechezkel, so I'm not sure about the level of Isur from the Pasuk in Yechezkel, so it's from the Nevi'im, but that's the way that's coming out with that. All right, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
I have a question. What does any of this have to do with Shabbos?
Yeah, so it's just only that Shabbos we had a harkaka. Harkaka is a distancing, not to read L'or Haner, not to read by the candlelight. So the Gemara makes an analogy that there are other rabbinic prohibitions that are also try to keep us away from doing Aveirot. So it's not nothing to do with Shabbos per se. It's just like the Chamim,
just like corollary example.
Right, just like the rabbis are keeping us away from being Michal Shabbos, they're keeping us away from, you know, violating the Torah with one's wife. All right?
The issue with eating at the same table comes up on Sukkot means public Sukkot.
On Sukkot, you said it comes up?
Yeah, it comes up because people come to these public sukkahs and one guy has milk.
Right.
So the Gemara says if they don't know each other, it's okay.
Right, that's one thing. I mean, obviously, if you could eat at another table, it would be better. But if you have, like, a different tablecloth, a different mat, a different colored mat.
But it sounds like the Gemara also said if they don't know each other, then it would be okay.
Right. That's also something. Right. That's correct. Robert, you know, what you were saying before, so there are harakako. so the Gemara is talking about different harakako we find, but it might be that this thing with the clothes, so it might be Durabanan or it might be something higher than a Durabanan. All right, everybody good? I'm going to move on. Okay? All right, let's go on. Let's take a look. So the Gemara says... Okay, Tani Tabel Yahu. So, Tani Tabel Yahu is it's a collection of works. He quotes it from Abba to Rabbi Natan, but there's a whole work, Tani Tabel Yahu. According to one Masorah, it was said by Eliyahu Navi. According to others, it was a Chacham named Eliyahu. But he says, Ma'aseh b'talmid echad sheshana harbe b'kara harbe. There was one Talmud who had learned a lot of Mishnayot. He had learned many Psukim. Meshimish Tamid Chachamim Harbe. He served many Tamid Chachamim. And then to be Meshamish Tamid Chachamim means that he worked through the Svaras and things like that. What does Rashi say about Mesham? Does he say something here, Rashi? I don't see where he says it, but we've had that elsewhere. He says, Umeit Bachatzi Yamav. He died at an early age. His wife went around with his tefillin to different batei medrash and different, you know, shuls. It says the Torah says is the length of your life. He says, my husband, what did he do? He studied a lot of Torah, turn page. He says, v'shimesh tamid chachamim harbe. He served many tamid chachamim. Oh, here, Rashi says it on the top line in Amud Beis. Lasbiro stu on a Mishnah. In other words, he was Mishamish, where they explained how to reconcile all the different Mishnayot. He says, m'vdeima mei pachatzi yamav. Why did he die early? He was from prison. He says, v'lo yadam macha zira. Nobody answered her. Dabar. Lo yamach zira. V'lo yadam macha zira dabar. Pamachat hintarachti etzla. So once... This it's Eliyahu Navi, whoever's relating, said I stayed with her. By Tamasicha Kolotoma Ora, she was relating over the whole Shmushrach. But Marti Labiti May Nirutechma, who it's like when you were Nida, how did he behave with you? It says Amrali Chas V'Shalom Afilu BeEtzbektana Lo Nagabi. In other words, he didn't even look at my small finger when I was Anita. He didn't even look at me. It says Bimei Libuneichma, who it's like during your clean days. So it could be when you're a Zava, you count 7 clean days, or it could just be like it's borrowed over, like we know that later on, so Chazal would teach us that B'nai Yisrael HaChmiru Ratzman, that they do 7 clean days, like on a Torah level, Anita doesn't have to do 7 clean days, but we do 7 clean days even for Anita. He says, Ma Witzleich, so Achal Imi V'Shataimi V'Yashanimi V'Kiru Basar. He says, oh, then he ate with me during when I was counting clean days, he drank with me, he slept with me, B'Kiru Basar meaning unclothed, below al tata to al debarachir, but his mind wasn't that I should have relations with him, but he let his guard down. Martila, baruch makom sharago. So I said, you know, it's fortunate that Hashem killed him. He says, shelo nasah panim l'torah, that Hashem didn't show any favoritism. Shere amar Torah, b'lisha benidatu matalo tikrav. The Torah says a person shouldn't come close to a woman when she's a nida. So it's saying that, that you know, that Hashem is disposing equal justice. Kiata Rabdimi Amar, when Rabdimi came, he said, Mitakara Havai, that there was one big bed, that they were in a bed, but it was a large bed. He thought it was okay because she was in one side of the bed, he was on the other side of the bed. He said, Bama Rava Amri in the West, and Aristotle said, Amar Rabitzka Par Yosef, Sinar Mafsik Bein Olveina, that she was wearing like this like type of girdle, or they said knickers, pants, and he thought that that would be okay. And he didn't have relations with her, but just the fact that he, you know, had not really fully observed the rules, so that was the story with that. Okay, any questions, cops, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, let's go in for the kill. So the Gemara says, I'm ready, I'm up to the Mishnah. Okay, so it says, Manitin, Ve'ilu min ahalakot shamru ba'aliyat Chanani ben Chizkiya ben Garon, Shadlu l'bakro. He says, these are from the halakot that they said in the attic of Chanani ben Chizkiya ben Garon, that they went to visit him. Nimnu v'ravu beit shamay beit Hillel, that the Beit Shammai was more numerous than Beit Hillel. Ushmonasar Dvarim Gazru Bavayam. There were 18 enactments they made that day. So this is famous Gemara about these 18 enactments of of the Bezdin. So the Gemara says Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef. So Abayi said to Rav Yosef, Elu Tanan O Ve Elu Tanan. Is the Mishnah should read Elu Min HaLachot or Ve Elu Min HaLachot? He says, Ve'elu tanan hani da amran. He says, is it ve'elu, meaning, like we just learned, lo yikra lo or ner, that on Friday night you shouldn't read by the light of the candle, and or the lamp, the oil lamp, and we said about the gabbai shouldn't, should only read the Rashi Prakim. So are those two part of the 18 enactments? Oh, Elu Tanan, Deva'inu Lameymar, come on. Or maybe it's Elu, meaning what's following. In other words, in the next Mishnah, we're going to learn about, putting dye, into like water before Shabbos. So is that part of the 18 enactments? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Ein Polin L'Or Aner, it says that we can't deloused by the candlelight, Vein Korin L'Or Aner. And we don't read by the Oranai. So that's what I skipped the Gabbai. This is the Ninat Delaus by the candlelight, and you can't read by the candlelight. And so in the Brisa, it says explicitly that those were two of the 18 enactments. That on Friday night, you can't read Lor Haner, and you can't delaus your garment Lor Haner, which we discussed earlier. So he says, Shmamina. Ve'elu tanan shmomina. So from here, one could deduce that it should be ve'elu. Okay, now having mentioned Chanani ben Chizki ben Garon, the Gemara mentions another, Brisa that relates to him. So it says, Tanu Rabbanan, Mikta Megillah Tanit. Who wrote Megillah Tanit? Megillah Tanit is a list of Yamim Tovim during the second Bayit. In other words, the Klal Yisrael went through certain persecutions, and they were saved, and it mentions all those holidays in Megillah Tanit. So the Brisa says, Mikta Megillah Tanit. Who wrote Megillah Tanit? So Amru Chananiah ben Chizkiya of Siato, that Chananiah ben Chizkiya and his whole chaver wrote it, Shumachabavin and Atzarot. They cherished the Tzarot. And it's interesting, this is like very maybe apropos for now. It means whatever Tzaros they went through, they recognized that they were deserving of this punishment, and they appreciated it even more than they were saved from it. In other words, they were going through difficulties, but they realized that this is what we deserved, and then they appreciated it. So that's why, so he's writing these Yamim Tovim. They went through the Tzaros, and now they have the Yamim Tovim, and he was Mechabe of all those situations. Amar Mishin Gliel, Af Anu Mechabevin at Tzarot. He says, we also, in our day, we're Mechabe of the Tzarot, we appreciate them. Avomana says, Shim Banu Lech Tov, Ein Anu Maspikin. In other words, if we would want to write down all the Tzaros that we go through, so we don't have enough space, every day would be Yantiv, because every day we have Tzaros, and then we're safer than these Tzaros, so there's no end to it. Davar Acher, Ein Shota Nifka. Or a different shot is, what he said is, in Shota Nifka, like, the dummy doesn't realize, that he's being harmed. In other words, like, if a person doesn't realize what's going on around him, and so he's not able to even, like, really conceptualize all the horrible things that are, ready to come against them, and then Hashem saves them. Davar Acher, Ein Basar Meit Margish Be'Izmel. Or another shot is that a dead person doesn't feel the scalpel, meaning that, like, we're so habituated to all these tzaras, we're like dead to it. It's like we're desensitized to it. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ini, is this true that the Basar Hamet, in other words, in the Brisa, he says that a dead person doesn't feel the scalpel. Ini, is that true? He says, V'ha'amor Rabbi Yitzchak, kasher rima lemeit kemafat basar chai, that like a worm in the cadaver is like difficult. It means like on a spiritual level, obviously the person's dead. Kemafat basar chai, like a needle in a living flesh. Shnemar, ach b'siro alav yichav, nasho alav te'aval. Like his flesh, it could be pain, but his flesh is like, you know, getting consumed. But nasho alav te'aval, and the nefesh is mourning for it. So how could he say, in other words, how could he use that as the model to say, like, and when you understand what he wants to say, that we're desensitized to it, but how could he use this analogy about, you know, like the ismal with the basar hamet. So ema ein basar hamet shebachai margish ismal. You should say dead flesh in a living person doesn't feel the ismal. In other words, like if you have dead flesh, you know, like sometimes you go to a podiatrist, they, you know, cut into corn or something like that, and they don't even need you know, anesthesia because you don't feel it. It's like whatever. It's like dead flesh. So that's what he's saying. So a person doesn't sense dead flesh. Okay, now. Let me just do a few more lines, and I'll pause. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu, Ram Zuchuro To Ish Latov, V'Chanani Ben Chizkia Shmo. He's like, remembered positively, Chanani Ben Chizkia, Shemalehu, but for him, Nignas Sefer Yechezkel. So Sefer Yechezkel, the book of Ezekiel, would have been put away into storage. Meaning, in Yechezkel, there are psukim that are hard to explain. Like, it mentions that the Kohanim can't eat a Nevela or a Trefa. And it sounds like only Kohanim and other people could eat it. So, so he says, Shemalehu Nignas Sefer Yechezkel, Shayu Debarav Sotrim Divrei Torah, because his words, the words of Yechezkel, seem to contradict the words of the Torah. Me'asa Helulo Shoshmeot Garbe Shemen, they brought him 300 barrels of oil, it means like lighting and also for food. He says, Via Shabaliyah the Darshan, he stayed in his attic and he darshaned out all the psukim until he explained everything. And so that's another thing to remember, Chananya ben Chizkiah. All right, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Everybody? Anybody? All right, so I'm going to finish off, and then that will be it for tonight, all right? All right. So the Gemara says, Ushmona Sar Devar Gazru, the 18 enactments that they made. So, Mainin, what are the 18 enactments? Shmona Sar Devar did not. Now, he quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah Masechet Zavim lists 10 of these enactments. And then the Gemara will list the other 8. He says, Dinan, Elu Poslana Truma, the following Pasal Truma, Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon, Ha'ochel Ochel Sheni. Meaning that a person doesn't get the Tuma that he eats, but on a Drabbanan level he does. So if you eat Ochel Rishon, you ate something that was a Rishon the Tuma, or you ate something that was a Sheni the Tuma, so you become Tame, and if you touch Truma, you Pasal the Truma. He says, "Vashotam mashkim tmein." If you drink mashkim that are tmeim, same thing. He says, "Vahaba rosho veruba b'mayim sheuvim." If a person puts his head and most of his body b'mayim sheuvim, he gets a level of tuma, and the Gemara will explain what that's about. V'tarish naflu rosho verubo shoshalugim mayim sheuvim. If he's tahor and the mayim sheuvim fell on him, v'hasefer. So a sefer is mitame the adayim. The sefer is mitame the adayim. Bahayadayim means like hands are considered to be shein in the tumah. It's a gzeirut rabbanon. Bahatavul yom. A tavul yom is a person who went to the mikvah. He's writing for Hariv Shemesh. We had this in the beginning of Masechet Brachot. He's a shein in the tumah. Ba'ochlim v'hakelim shnitbu b'mashkim. And ochlim and kelim that became tami through mashkim. So mashkim are usually not the level of tumah to make the food or the kalim. In other words, normally the food and the kalim shouldn't even be tame for mashkim. But if mashkim tameim touch ochlim of a kalim, so they do have a level of tumah to pasal the truma. So the Gemara says, Man tana ochel ochel rishon or ochel ochel sheni nifso paslei. Who is the tana who holds that way, that it pasals the truma? Temuyelo mitamu, but it doesn't mitame. Mitame means it'd be so level that the object can give tumah to something else. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yeshua hi. So it's the Tana Rabbi Yeshua. All right. Anyway, the learning tonight was Lilui Neshama. This was sponsored by Shani Brzezinski. Lilui Neshama of Ita Bat Yeshaya. All right. I think that's it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice having all of you. I'm sorry about the sudden change at the end with the link. It's just the this go-to meeting, Aaron was doing something with it, and you know, I called him like around 7:45 this evening, and so he we're grateful he worked something else out for us. And I have to look into Zoom, whether maybe I could do Zoom in the future, but I guess that's it.
Eric, I have a question.
Yeah?
Eric?
I'm here.
Yeah. Would it be possible for you to do the daf on Shabbos after Shabbos?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about it, Robert. The only thing is, though, after Shabbos, it's like midnight already at that point in time. I've been giving it thought to try to work something out. Let me give it some more thought. I was thinking maybe the Shabbos daf, maybe I could give on Sunday or something like that. I don't know if that would
Be fine.
Maybe something like that.
Is someone doing it Sunday morning?
Somebody is. Now, let me ask this. The people who are here, if I would give Shabbos' daf on Sunday, would people be interested in hearing it or not?
What time?
Well, what time would work best for all of you?
Well, we're all in quarantine.
Yeah. What? Malk, I can't hear you scream.
Well, maybe someone.
I couldn't hear you.
I might be quarantined. Someone I don't know.
Scream again. Go ahead.
I'm not in quarantine, but I might be soon.
All right.
Well, we're not. We're only facetiously in quarantine.
Oh, okay. You never know.
Anyway, all right. Anyway, but the other than Robert, is anybody interested in hearing the daf on Sunday? Shabbos' daf.
I'd like it, but you know, it's not in the middle of the day. That's all. You know, when are you thinking?
Wait, the middle of the day is bad or good for you?
No,
I'd prefer not stuck in the middle.
That's really? Bad. That's bad. So the morning would work better for you, right?
Morning, yeah.
Okay. Morning is fine.
So let's say I gave it at
10 o'clock
on Sunday. Would that work for people?
Yeah,
it would be fine.
I'm not sure, maybe.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So Blee Netter, this Sunday, I'll give Shabbos' daf at 10 a.m., okay?
Okay, so we should just go on to this link again?
You'll go on to the old link. You'll go on to the old link. I checked it out with Aaron. He said it should be open. You do the original link, the one before this.
Okay.
It will do
so
that.
What time is the other person doing it on Sunday?
I think 7:40 a.m.
Okay, so we got 7:40 and 10 o'clock.
Yeah, now if anything...
7:40 is Sunday's daf and 10 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, now, if anything changes, I'll send you an email, okay?
Excellent.
All right, it's good seeing all of you, really. I miss everyone.
Shabbat shalom to everybody.
I miss everyone very much. I miss all of you.
You need something. You need chicken soup or something?
Oh, that's very nice of you, Malka. What I need is somebody to get me out of this prison. That's what I need.
All right. Shabbat shalom.
Take care, guys.
Okay. Abe, it was nice having you tonight. Abe, can you hear me? Abe, can you hear me? Abe? Mr. Rosenberg? All right. Anyway, nice having you. Mayor, nice seeing you, too.
Nice seeing you. Good night, everyone.
Can I ask you, Mayor, how is Saul doing?
Baruch Hashem stable today. Baruch Hashem.
All right.
Thank God.
All right. Yeah. He should continue to improve.
Amen. Regard.
Right. Amen.
All right.
Is he all on a respirator?
Yeah, he is.
So
right. He has pneumonia.
So I cannot call and speak with him, right?
What? No, you can't. You can't.
I hear. All right. All right. I'll see you. Bye bye.
All right. Before Shalim, thank you.
Hello,
Abe? Yeah. Wonderful. Oh, okay. I think it was something I had to unmute at my end. I unmuted it at the end, or I may have been. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. You too. Okay, you too, Abe. Nice having you, Abe. I'll see you. Bye-bye.